Okay.
We're on. All right. We'll call this meeting to order. It's November 14th, about 7:16 p.m. Call to order this planning and zoning meeting. First order on the agenda is to approve the agenda. Does anyone have any changes?
No. I make a motion we approve.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
All right. Approved. Up next, minutes from the last meeting, June 13th, 2017. Does anyone have any changes or revisions they'd like to make?
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Since there's no old business, we'll hop right into new business. First case, PZV 17-06, 398 Lakeshore Drive. Applicant and owner Greg Harper requests relief from section 78-368B to allow a conforming change to a non-conforming structure on a property for which a variance was granted within the previous 12 months. So, all right. Well, Greg is two for two on these zoning variances. So why don't you come on up and tell us a little bit about the project and see if we can go three for three here.
So we're going to add a master bedroom wing on the right side of the house.
Would you give your name for the record?
What? Oh, my name's Julie Harper. And it's my understanding our house is non-conforming original build, and then this is a conforming addition. So,
and this is one bedroom that you're going to be adding?
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything on the basement level?
Well, it'll have a basement.
Okay.
Level.
Is anything going on in down there?
I mean, it'll be a room. Part of it'll be storage.
Okay.
I mean, we don't have a set plan of what that room's going to be. Okay. It may be his office.
Okay.
Because he works from home.
Any questions?
Nope. I'm not the motion to approve.
I did have one question about the septic system. So will the septic system be upgraded with the addition of the bedroom?
They're not adding a bedroom. They're reconfiguring.
Wait, no. There's two bedrooms now, and one of them's small.
Okay.
And it's just going to become a room off of the deck.
Okay.
That will be out back. And then the other larger bedroom will be a guest bedroom.
Okay.
I think eventually we may upgrade this septic tank because it's so old, but my understanding is we don't have to do that at this moment because we're not adding a bedroom.
Gotcha.
But.
Gotcha. That's all I got. Motion to approve?
Yeah, I move to approve.
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, motion passes.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
You're welcome.
All right, next up, RZ 17-07, 4487 South Old Peachtree Road. Applicant owner Dennis Zakis for Bice Road LLC requests to rezone the GC-A office institutional to M1 light industrial.
My name is Blake Manton. I'm here for the owner, Charlie Zakis. I'm actually looking to put my office at this location. I sold my current building in Duluth, and I'll be leasing this property at least 24 months. And I think all of the changes, I think from what Pat has told me, they've made an approval or recommended approval, as long as the fertilization, any of that, looks to be not stored there, which it will not be. It's all inside. The facility. There's nothing outside the facility at all. We're just making sure that we can get outside storage with a big fence around it so I can park trucks as well as store some plant material in the area. So that's, I think, the only two things that are the only, I guess, in changing the zoning from O&I to M1, whereas everything else around is already M1. I think it was originally just taken over from O&I from the county. Is that right, Pat? And everything else is around is M1. So for whatever reason, that I don't know if they, when that happened in 11, if they did that intentionally or not, I really, because Charlie didn't own it at that point. So.
Don, Jeff, any questions?
Yep.
What, so go over again what was going to be stored there, or what improvements are you going to make?
In terms of improvements, there's two driveways that got to be poured into. It's kind of the way the building sets is there's four, five garage doors. There's only two driveways. So I've got to pour a driveway from me to y'all to where we can drive the trucks into the bays that are already existing, the garages that are doors that are existing there. And then the area that's outlined, we will build a 8-foot fence around and the two areas put gravel down so that we can park trucks, tractors, and store our landscape materials. But it's all rock, plants. That's what we're storing there. We're not storing any chemicals or fuel or anything of that nature.
Okay. You know, my only comment would be the plants, you know, and sod and everything. They carry a lot of fertilizers with them, you know, nitrogen, phosphorus. You know, I do think the recommendation to at least, you know, I like the recommendation of at least complying with the stormwater manual with regards to, you know, the water quality treatment component of it.
Sure.
Would at least be my recommendation.
Yeah, I assume the eventual build out would comply with any local county regulations.
Yeah, it does. So, I mean, they monitor us. I mean, twice a year, typically, they come by and evaluate where we store everything. So we're obviously in compliance with that. So that's something that's just best use practices of what we do, you know, because the state comes by and looks at all of that twice a year for us. So.
Really? Is that somebody from the EPD?
You know, I don't know what division it actually falls under. That's a good question. I know the inspector's been the same person for 10 years, you know, so Steve comes by and sees us and says, make sure you do this. And they leave us alone. They really do. They don't mess with us just because we store stuff properly, you know. Mm-hmm. There's just certain things. Like we buy Roundup, and they just want you to make sure that when you're done with it, you dispose of that barrel properly. You know, and there's a proper way of doing that. So those are the things that they're looking for. So we follow those requirements because I have to buy a tremendous amount of chemicals, and I don't, you know, for what we do. So
we're making a recommendation for approval on this.
Yes,
I believe that's correct.
Yes, yeah. Recommendation.
I would make a motion that we recommend approval of the rezoning.
I second.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. The motion passes.
Thank y'all very much.
One down, one to go.
Is that it?
On Thursday.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So what time is that?
8:00.
8:00. Okay. How's everything?
Good.
Yeah.
I got some work to do.
So next item, any citizen comments?
Thank you.
Seeing none, hear a motion to, seeing none, motion to adjourn.
I move we adjourn.
Second.
We got a rehearsal to go to.